Where?
Well, how else do you know that word? Or do you use it other ways?
It's used by homosexuals, I mean. And speaking of, I mean, for
someone who makes up his mind and nothing can make him change it is mighty...
stubborn.
Someone you can't joke with without him losing his temper is...
high temper.
I was just kidding. I didn't know he'd get so...
mad.
In a burning building with many people in it, there's one person who'll say, okay, everybody keep...
he's calm.
If you've been working very hard, you say you are very...
tired.
If you're very, very, very tired, you are all...
tuckered out.
If you use the word wear out, you say he is all...
worn out.
He came home early from work today because he... overheated and chilled, and his eyes and nose started running. You say
he
got overheated and chilled. You say his nose was running. And he was sneezing a lot.
Sunstroke.
No, not like that, but if you went out like in the wintertime without your coat on and you got really cold and then you came inside and you got hot real fast, you might
have cold.
What do you say? How do you? If you see, like one of your little grandchildren, and she has sneezed a lot and her nose all stuck up. Looks like you
have a cold.
If it affected her voice, she would be
hoarse.
He has a little I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
chilly.
Or
sleepy.
At 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
get up and go back to bed. You mean get up?
He's still sleeping. Better go. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, so you better go. You don't want him to sleep any longer. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
The patient answered, I some yesterday, and I'll some more later.
I'll take some more later.
And yesterday,
I took it.
If you can't hear anything at all, you're stone
deaf.
You've been working very hard. You take your wet shirt off and say, look how I
sweat. Perspire. You are not say sweat.